KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
I'm Steve Ryman. Thanks for joining us. Our first guests today. Let us know about the next Man Up meeting. It's happening January 13th at Calvary Church. If you made it to the last one in November, you want to make sure you're out there. Details, though, at calvarynm.church. Just reiterating that, if you go to, it's actually calvarynm.church/manup. Bring you right to the site that has the information as far as where it is, what it is, when it is, and what have you. We welcome into studio via phone Chuck Harper today from Across Nations. Let me just read this from the website before we welcome Chuck. Right on the homepage, Across Nations is advancing the legacy of Western Indian ministries by equipping Native America to exalt Jesus, encounter his goodness, and extend his kingdom. And Chuck, welcoming you into studio. Legacy is exactly what we find. I mean, this is something your family's been doing a little while, isn't it?
Hey, thank you so much, Steve. And yes, you're exactly right. My family's been on the Navajo Nation since about 1905.
Wow.
And it's just been a privilege to be part of what my parents and grandparents laid down before us. But more importantly, we're here just because God called us here, and He's got us in a really incredible place, and what a joy that is.
And actually, as you say that, I'm looking at the pictures on the home, right at the top of the homepage, the beautiful picture that starts the video that's on the homepage, and it's a picture of Window Rock. And, you know, the gateway, I like to call it, as you exit New Mexico going into Arizona, to me is just one of the most beautiful parts of the United States. Now, of course, you're a little north of that, but just those huge rocks and what God's done to create just such a landscape of beauty and opportunity for ministry.
Oh, that is so true. Yeah, the whole landscape of the whole Navajo Nation, which is, by the way, the size of West Virginia, if anybody didn't know that.
Wow.
But there is so much diversity and change all across the area. 27,000 square miles, I believe it is. So It's a big chunk of real estate, but it's got beautiful people here too, and it's just an amazing place to serve. And I couldn't think of anything I'd rather do with a real job than getting to do what I do.
And Chuck, we've done it before, yeah, but just in a minute or two, you know, you said 1905. If you could kind of walk us through the timeline of how the ministry started, what was the focus? What kind of projects did they do that really have continued and led to what you're doing now?
Well, sure. Well, back at the turn of the century, there were a lot of young people, students especially, going to other countries around the world. And my grandfather, Howard Clark, wanted to go to India, I think it was, and he wrote to the mission board that he was part of. And they said, you know, we don't have any room over here right now. Would you consider going to the Navajo Reservation, which wasn't a reservation at that time?
Right.
Maybe it was, but not the size it is today. So he said, well, let me look into that. And sure enough, he said, yeah, I'll be glad to go. So he came out and started planting churches across the Navajo Reservation. He collected a group of young people as his translators. He didn't learn to speak Navajo language very well early on. And he would travel around with them in his horse and buggy and teach them the Bible narrative and say, hey, this is what the Bible's all about. Now, we're going to go to this community, and I want you to teach that in Navajo language in this community. And through that process, he was able to start a number of churches back in the early days and saw a lot of people come to Christ, and a lot of churches were planted then. And as he traveled around the whole area, you know, Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, and the vastness of the Navajo Reservation, he said, there's got to be a better way. And boy, they went through so many hardships and difficult times in those early days. No paved roads, just horse and buggy, really, and going hundreds of miles and being gone weeks at a time. And even through bad weather, storms and everything, and he said, you know, there's a brand new medium out here called radio. And it was a kind of a new thing in those early days. And so he had a dream. We're going to plant a radio ministry here and be able to reach more people. And so that's how radio got started back in the early 1960s. And up until then, he'd started a Bible school, had a number of church plants. He'd been kind of kicked out of his denomination because he really wanted to start a Bible school and train pastors. And they didn't want him to do that. So anyway, he left that denomination, became an independent missionary, and started his own mission board with the help of some pretty famous people back then. And we became the Navajo Bible School and Mission in the early days. Later was changed to Western Indian Ministries. And we just recently changed the name to Across Nations. And part of that has to do with the development of the Navajo Church and Christians being established. And one of the things we've kind of taken note of is that so many Native people are being missioned to, and they send teams out to do VBS or do different projects for the Navajo people. And we've just said, you know, God's method of discipleship had them going and sending people out. And that's been one of the missing links with Native ministry today, especially on the Navajo reservation. So we thought, what if we could make the Navajo Nation one of the major mission forces around the world, and the Navajo people could go to other countries, and the Navajo people could make a difference and change things? And so we kind of changed our name to Across Nations. It's kind of fun because my wife and I had done youth ministry with Christ for Native Youth for a long time. We've been on the radio program talking about the needs of the youth before. But I was in Washington, D.C. one time with a guy from YWAM, and he said, we're taking a basketball team over to Mongolia. And I said, you need to take some Navajo kids.
Yeah, that is a...
I don't know any.
That I mean, I know that is just... A big deal out there.
It is.
And it's good basketball.
Yep, it really is. And so we got to see some Navajo kids go to Mongolia.
Wow.
And through that, make a long story short, they led a young lady to Christ over there who now leads a vibrant youth ministry in the country.
Wow.
And she comes back here, and there's teams going back and forth, and that's kind of one of the reasons we call it Across Nations, because we believe that the Navajo people can really become the next major mission force to send the gospel to other parts of the world.
Yeah, well, it apparently is underway.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And it's just amazing to see that. And we've seen Navajo people go to Guatemala and to China, to Israel, to other parts of the world, and just have open arms. And the days or weeks of trust, months even, missionaries have to go through to build that rapport with people in other countries and nations. It's like instant with Navajo people because they have so much in common, and just being mistreated and atrocities that took place in the past, and they know that and they understand, and so it's a great way to just increase the missions movement around the world.
Well, so much appreciate the time you're taking with us today, Chuck. We're visiting with Chuck Harper from Across Nations. By the way, I didn't give the website yet. We'll give it hopefully several times. Acrossnations.cc. Let me emphasize that because I was guilty today of going to the wrong. It's acrossnations.cc. Did I say .cc? .cc.
That's right.
Christ-centered. Oh, okay. There you go. Love that.
There you go.
We're gonna talk more with Chuck, but first we'll take a break, and we'll catch up with Chuck Harper at Across Nations after this on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. We're visiting today with Chuck Harper at Across Nations. The website, again, is acrossnations.cc. And we just heard from Chuck about the history of Across Nations and really where it's come to today in radio ministry. Somewhat we've talked about that. But Chuck, if we can, spend a few minutes looking at the immediate past And what did we see happen with Across Nations in 2022?
Well, this has been a remarkable year. Our little radio station, which started in 1964, is maybe 67, has grown into four stations now. We got a brand new station on Navajo Mountain, Utah. And there was a radio station there, and the gentleman who owned it, you know, he said, I'm going to retire on a houseboat in Lake Powell. I'm going to run my radio station from my boat and just play rock and roll music to keep the tourists and the visitors to the lake happy. And then he said, you know, COVID happened, and the lake's drying up, and tourists aren't coming anymore. And he said, the only people out here are these remote, isolated Navajo people. And he said, you guys are doing something that they need to do and they need to hear about. But I'm not a believer, but I would love to sell you this radio station just for what I have in it. And the Lord just got our tails wagging, and we just said, that sounds like an opportunity and a dream come true. But we didn't have money to buy that station, even for what he had in it. But we said, hey, we're very interested. Let's pray. Let's call a few people and see what God does. And within like 3 weeks, the Lord had brought all the funds we needed to get that radio station. And so it became one of our network stations up in the northern part of the reservation. And we've been hearing from so many people that we never dreamed we'd get to hear the gospel in the Navajo language in our little canyons and valleys of southern Utah. And it's just been a real blessing to be part of seeing how God is blessed. So we also celebrated our 85th year this year, and we got another translator on the air here in the Window Rock area, and it's just been neat to see how God keeps exploding that. Another big move, we've applied for a new station on the Hopi Reservation. It's an isolated little place right in the middle of the Navajo, and but there's some great needs there, and people there still speak Hopi language as their first language. And so we're in the process of getting that station together and putting it all. And we'd have a brand new radio ministry to another people group in their own language that need to hear about Jesus. You know, so many of the Pueblo tribes don't know who Jesus is or don't have a clear presentation of what the gospel is. And my heart breaks for the Pueblos of New Mexico, and just to see how we can help them know and understand the life-changing message of Jesus Christ, and that people can have freedom and can overcome all the fear and the bondage that keeps them back. So anyway, we also have almost finished our brand new studio building. It's made out of three shipping containers, and that's just been a joy to see that all come together. All of our radio ministries will be housed out of that one building, and so it's going to be a great deal when it's done, and it's getting very close right now. So it's exciting to see how that all comes together.
Well, you know, it's an encouragement to the body of Christ to hear what kind of work is being done there with Across Nations, Chuck. I mean, just to recap, celebrating 85 years in 2022, a new translator, a new full power on Navajo Mountain. Is that right?
That is, yes.
Looking to work towards a new radio station for the Hopi people, and the new studios, which, yeah, I know that was a big project this last year, and that's really coming to fruition. We'll see the completion of that, God willing, in 2023. You and I talked in the last couple days, and I was excited to hear, you know, when something comes out of your mouth from an 85-year ministry, that something is happening for the very first time, this is exciting news.
Oh, you're so true. And if you don't mind, I'll just squeeze that in here.
Because oh, yeah.
It's keeping my time really busy this week and last week. We're putting on the very first Navajo Nation Christian Presidential Prayer Breakfast, and we're kind of patterning it after the model of the one they use in Washington, D.C. In fact, we have the director of that coming out as a speaker. We've got a video from Senator John Brownback of Kansas, who drafted and has been working hard to initiate the apology to the American people from the federal government. And so just a lot of key people are a part of this, and we've been working together with at least 60 pastors to make this thing happen, and it all takes place tomorrow. And we're honoring the outgoing Navajo Nation president, Jonathan Nez, and his vice president, Myron Leiser, and the new incoming president, his name is Boone Nygren, and his vice president will be the first female vice president on the Navajo Nation, Rochelle Montoya. So they'll all be at this event, and we're just so excited to be able to put this together, and we're praying that the Navajo Church will continue to grow, to thrive, to get stronger, to find your place in God's kingdom, because the Navajo Church is just as much a part of the Bride of Christ as any other church in anywhere in the world. So we're thrilled to just see the Navajo Church come together and be able to just put together things like this and be honored, and it's just a real joy.
Yeah, you know, when you think of the Great Commission, I mean, us as Christians in America, you know, we're called to send, you know, we're all called as Christians around the globe to spread the gospel first to Jerusalem and then Samaria and then to the other uttermost parts of the earth. And, you know, I imagine, you know, being near Window Rock, I guess you are, which would, you know, more or less be your Jerusalem, and maybe... maybe I'm trying too hard, but the Hopi Reservation, Samaria, and then you've got people going to, and what did you say, Mongolia? Is that where they went?
That's right. Yeah, Mongolia.
Yeah. It's just great to see everything that's happening there. And as we draw closer, we got a few minutes before the end of the show, but let's talk about how we mentioned this event happening tomorrow, and often when we mention an event, it's so if you want to participate here, no, that's not so much what we're after today. As Christian, be aware of what's happening with across nations. And is that New Mexico, Arizona, Utah?
That's right. Yeah, we're in all three of those states with our radio ministries, and we work together with people in churches in all those areas.
So, Christian, yeah. Spend some time praying for this event that's happening tomorrow. The prayers would be according to God's will. And you know, specifically, Chuck, how can our listeners be praying for the ministry of Across Nations, and maybe even more specifically for the Navajo people or the Hopi people?
Boy, that's such a good question, and let's keep praying that God would really ignite in the people a heart of the Lord and a heart of ways we can continue to serve Him and walk in His ways. You know, our culture, our world today is so in a state of flux and change, where it seems like what's right has just been turned upside down, and what was wrong is now right, and those kind of things are taking place here just as much as they are anywhere. And so let's pray that God's word would truly be the light and the beacon of hope, and that we can just turn to the Lord and to His word as our truth and our guide. You know, they're still saying that less than 5% of Native people have embraced Jesus. I think that's much higher on the Navajo reservation, but it's still probably less than that in a lot of the Pueblos in New Mexico. And so my prayer request would be, let's pray for the Pueblos of New Mexico and that there would truly be a ministry planted there that could thrive and grow. That's going to be very complicated, and that's going to take some special ways. We think radio could be a way to do that. But so anyway, we'd love to see a radio ministry planted for Pueblo people sometime. That would be incredible. Let's also pray for the new incoming administration, the president and vice president, and they're going to have a huge challenge as they step into the shoes of the current president and vice president. And let's just pray that they would seek God's ways and get godly people around them. And as far as our ministry is concerned, we're looking for some helpers. We need some new announcers for the radio station, even people that could come here and serve. And we have a Christian school here that we need a high school or a principal for the elementary school, and maybe a couple of teachers for the next year. And Just pray that God would give us wisdom to be able to continue serving him.
Okay, well, and Chuck, as you can hear, we did run out of time, but I thank you for your time and the prayer list that our listeners can take that time and bring those things to the Lord. We'll get you back on soon, brother. Appreciate what you do. And thanks to our listeners for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.